Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's May 3rd, 2011, and this is episode 282. From February 13 to 24, 2011, I held my fourth Winter Wonderland workshop, and after shooting the snow monkeys in Nagano for 3 days, we looked at that in episode 279, we jumped onto a plane and made our way up to Hokkaido for a further 9 days. Last week in episode 281, we looked at the first five of those 9 days when we shot the majestic red-crowned cranes, white-tailed eagles, hooper swans, as well as some of the landscape around eastern Hokkaido. We finished up last week at the end of the fifth night, where we were able to photograph the Blakiston's fish owls. Today we're going to take a look at what we got up to for the last 4 days to complete this series. But before we jump into that, I'd quickly like to mention our current sponsor. White Leaf is a management consulting firm that offers strategic services to international businesses. Rodrigo Caetano, founder of White Leaf, specializes in developing business strategies for small and medium-sized companies operating in Canada, Brazil, and around the world. For MBP listeners who need a hand creating their global business strategy or just want a second opinion about their current strategy, White Leaf is offering a complimentary 1-hour consultation. For more information and to take advantage of this special offer, visit the website whiteleaf.ca/MBP. If you do want to give this a try but think that White Leaf are just trying to get you in the door and then squeeze loads of cash out of you later, then you know that this really isn't the case. Rodrigo is a fan of the podcast and wanted to find a way to help me and you, our listeners, and this is just his way of doing that. So really, don't be afraid to get in touch for a consultation. After the bittersweet experience of photographing the Blakiston's fish owls that we finished with last week, we went to a different hotel. I'd had the group stay at the boarding house owned by the people that look after the owls 4 years ago, and they simply can't cope with a larger group like ours is now. And to be honest, it's not that great a place to stay. So we'd arranged to stay at a different nearby hotel instead. The next morning, on February the 21st, we had an early start and boarded our boat to go out into the channel between the Shiretoko Peninsula and the disputed Kuril Islands that Russia still refused to give back to Japan. Each year, I worry that there may not be any sea ice, because without the sea ice, the eagles need the sea ice to land on and feed on. So if it's not there, they don't come down from the trees in the surrounding mountains, and we consequently can't photograph them. This year, though, we had a different problem that even the people running the boat trips had not foreseen until just about now. The sea ice has been there for so long and for so many days this year that the eagles are all full up and they're just not hungry anymore. So even though they came out to the ice for a look, they didn't really move around very much. Usually we have 100 or more Stellar Sea Eagles and White-tailed Eagles flying around the boat, and it's like shooting fish in a barrel. They were flying around a little. There were lots of them, but they were flying around just a little bit. From the images that I'm seeing coming out of the group, the participants really did capitalize on what we saw, but the organizers of these boat trips have learned that if the ice is here for this long in the future, and this often, this many days in the future, that they're going to have to control the amount of fish that they throw out to keep the eagles engaged. I know that this again, baiting, it's manipulating the birds. But if they want to keep this a viable business proposition, then they need to control this. And again, feeding the animals is helping to increase their numbers. So it's one of those love-hate sort of relationships. As with the cranes, because I know better times at these locations, I didn't really shoot very much. Also, though, with the eagles, that, you know, the boat was more crowded with other customers than we'd hoped. So I moved out of the best spots, found them, but then move out of the best spots to stand in, and really basically to enable my group to get in. So I wasn't really in the right place to get shots either, which is fine, of course. You know, my group always takes priority over my own shooting. The first of just three images that I shot at this location on the 21st and 22nd, as we, you know, we had 2 days out there with the eagles this year. The first is actually not even a shot of the eagles, other than the fact that there are a few sort of tiny distant eagles in the scene. This is the scene as you look back to the town of Rausu with the Rausu Mountain and a few other peaks in the background. You can see the band of sea ice just a little way up into the image, then a bit of town and then the mountains. The thing that drew me to this shot, of course, was the layer of cloud covering the three peaks. I knew as I shot this that it would make a nice black and white, and I'd just gotten my grubby little mitts on a copy of Nick Software's Silver Effects Pro version 2, the new version of what I already thought was, was already a perfect solution for digital black and white photo conversion. They managed to improve on it, though, and I was very happy with how easy it was to get this rich, tonally beautiful black and white image. I'll be doing a video review of version 2 very soon as well, so stay tuned for that. This is the one eagle shot that I uploaded. I captured the moment that the eagle grabbed a fish from the sea ice, and I found it a little bit comical that the fish looks like it's screaming out, which of course it can't be because it's dead and frozen. I also like the shape of the eagle's wings as he continues on his way. In the afternoon of the first day, I delivered a slightly cut down version of my Color Managed Digital Workflow lecture to the group. With the kind support of X-Rite, we had 5 color checker passports that we'd been using throughout the tour, and I showed the group how important these excellent tools are in the digital workflow and what a difference they can make to your images. I also took the group through a monitor calibration using the ColorMonkey Photo, which is another excellent calibration tool from the experts at X-Rite. This last image that I uploaded from this location is actually the sunrise from the following morning. The sun here appears to be floating slightly above the sea, and this is because there's actually land there with the Kuril Islands on the other side of the strait. The sea current was actually very strong on this second day, and the boats had a really hard time keeping themselves out of the port. The sea ice was being pushed back into the port at an alarming pace, and as we put fish out to attract the eagles, that was rushing back into the port as quickly as we could put it out too. Again, the group got some very nice shots, but it wasn't the best year for eagles. In the afternoon, we headed down to the Nordske Peninsula, which is a tiny slither of land, just wide enough for a road and a few fisheries for the majority of its length. Towards the end, there are some owls that hunt, which are, we saw them, but they were very far away and very small. And so we went for a walk down to the beach where we shot the ice formations in the sea. And I shot a few abstract sand shots like this one. This was almost black and white before the conversion, but once again, to increase the structure, I converted this to black and white with Silver Effects Pro 2. The following morning, we visited a location where there's a chance that the sun rises in strange shapes. Sometimes it's square, sometimes it looks like a wine glass. This is caused by how the sun's light travels through the cold air and reflects off the water, And I was actually able to photograph this, a square sun, and another spot famous for this a month or so earlier in January. But on this morning, it didn't happen. We got some straight sunrise shots though, so it wasn't a total loss. But it was unfortunate that the sun was round as usual. This shot that I'm displaying right now, by the way, is a two horizontal shots, both made with my 600mm f4 lens and then stitched together for a vertical panorama, if you like, but it's basically making a square image. After breakfast, we made our way around to the other side of the Shiratoko Peninsula, and on our way into town, we stopped, as usual, at the Oshinkoshin Falls, and I shot this image in my usual style. You've seen this before, but you know, I figured I'd show you this year's version for completeness. I used my ND400 ND filter, neutral density filter, and an aperture of f11 for a 2 second exposure to get the smooth, silky water look. This isn't a black and white conversion though, the rocks are very black to start with here. In the afternoon, we went into the Shiratoko National Park and walked down into the valley to photograph the Ezo deer. These are specific to Hokkaido. Here's one shot from this afternoon that I quite like. This is actually a Silver FX Pro 2 conversion, but done in Photoshop instead of round-tripping out of Lightroom as I usually do. You might be able to see that it looks like a little bit of a subtle duotone has been applied here, but what I actually did was reduce the opacity of the black and white version to around 50% to allow some of the original colour of the deer to come through, and I thought that it worked okay, so I used it. After the national park, we headed down, partway down the hill, to the Puyuni Promontory, where we set up to photograph the sun with the icy sea, you know, the sea ice, pretty much covering the sea. And here's one of my photos of that. It's not great, but you can see the texture of the ice on the sea with the warm sun reflecting on off of the sea between the plates of ice flow. The following morning, we went back into the Shiratoko National Park and shot the Ezo deer again. One of my favourites from this morning is this shot of three stags on top of a hill with a beautiful pale blue morning sky. I'm not sure why I like this, but the tones and how I position the deer appeal to me. The last shot from this location, and pretty much the last shot of the tour, is this one of a young Ezo deer in a pretty dangerous position above the cove where the Furepe Falls cascade down into the sea. The falls are mostly frozen at this time of year and make nice photos with the really big hoarfrost that you get there, but I was more interested in this little fawn. It literally is a straight drop down just a few steps back, and she really didn't seem worried about it at all. After this, we took a steady walk back through the beautiful park. Some of the participants spent more time in the woods photographing birds, as the place really is a wildlife treasure chest. As we got back to the bus, people started to change into their less warm travel clothes, as we'd unfortunately come to the end of the tour. After 12 days of pretty amazing wildlife photography, we had now got to go home. In previous years, as soon as we started driving towards the Memambetsu Airport, I've passed around my digital recorder to get comments from the group, but that always results in a lot of road noise from the bus tires. So this year we passed the recorder around while still in the car park, which resulted in a slightly better audio quality. Here's the recording from 13 of the 14 participants and our tour operator representative Yukiko at the end. Okay, we're recording. So we've just come, we're on the end of the day, the last day of the 12-day MVP Winter Wildlife Wonderland Tour, and We're in the car park of the Shiretoko Nature Center. We're about to set off for the airport and finish off. We have to say all of our goodbyes. But I did quickly want to say a huge thank you to everybody for joining the tour. We were at 14 this year, a couple more than expected. But I've had a great time working with you guys for the last 12 days. We visited the snow monkeys in Nagano, then we came up to Hokkaido. And here in Hokkaido, we've photographed the cranes for 2.5 days. We went on to the hooper swans for another few days. We then went on to photograph the Stella seagulls, the white-tailed eagles. We've had foxes. We've had deer. This last day, 2 days, day and a half here in Utoro, we've had a nice herd of the Ezo deer. And in general, I think we're all walking away with some great photographs, and I think we've made a few new friends as well. And I'll just quickly again, before I pass the mic around the bus, I'd just quickly like to thank you all again for joining the tour. And I do hope you've had a good time. And if we can get a quick comment from each of you. Okay, who wants to start? Okay, I can see Aaron pointing himself away from the microphone for now. So it looks like I'm going to pass it down to Judith. Is that okay? Okay, there you go.
Hi, this is Judith from Australia, and we've just come to the end of a great trip in Japan. And for me, it was the first trip to Japan. Just returning home with some great photos and much greater camera craft skills, thanks to Martin's expert guidance. It's been a great trip. Thanks.
Hi, this is Geraldine from Ireland. Had a brilliant time. Really, really enjoyed the trip. I'm now shooting manual, so I'm really pleased. I would definitely like to do it again. Really enjoyed it. Absolutely brilliant. And thank you very much for everything, Martin. It's been great.
Hi, this is Carlos from Chicago, Illinois. We've just unfortunately coming to the end of a beautiful, wonderful trip. We've come away with some of the best images I've recorded so far in my short photographic career. And I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Hi, this is Heike from Switzerland. We just come to an end of a fantastic 2 weeks. I really enjoyed it. And probably what I learned the most is that no matter what weather conditions, you can make great shots, even when it's grey.
Speak, girl, speak.
Come on. I hate talking into these things. This is Gail from Australia, and this has just been the most amazing trip. I've improved my camera skills significantly under Martin's guidance, his patient guidance with me, and yeah, look, I'm shooting all the time now, manual for the first time, and I'm much faster with the camera. Yeah, look, it's just been great. Everything's been totally amazing. Just extremely beautiful variety of weather conditions to shoot under. We've had snow, we've had sun. It's just been incredible.
This is Bill from the U.S. It's been a wonderful cultural and photographic experience. Martin puts you in great places at the perfect time to make great photographs, and I look forward to coming back again.
Hi, this is Richard from Newcastle in Australia. I've had a really, really great time this past 12 days, and I think we've got to thank Martin for his organisation skills. The organisation of this tour has been exemplary. Everything's worked really well, even though the weather didn't always cooperate, but everything worked well. I am also shooting in manual now for the first time ever, and that was a major change for me, and it's working really well. The highlights for me were the snow monkeys. I've never seen anything like it before in my life, and it was just so nice. It was beautiful. But there was a lot of highlights. You just can't pick out one. There are so many highlights. And Hokkaido is such a beautiful place. It really is a winter wonderland. To Martin, thank you very much. It was fantastic.
Other way around, that way. Oh, I'm Dorit from Israel. To make short, it was awesome. Thank you.
Hi, that's Wolfgang from Germany and Switzerland. I'm looking really forward to coming back again. It was a great tour, great organization, and a big thank you to Yukiki-san as well. And hallo, das ist Wolfgang aus Deutschland, beziehungsweise Schweiz. Wir hatten hier eine gute 2 Wochen, sehr gute Organisation von Martin, und ich kann jedem nur empfehlen, hierher zu kommen. Danke.
Oh. Where are you talking to? Into there. Yeah. Right now. Graham Morgan from Australia. Hey? Hey? It's the third time.
You're getting old.
It's my third time. Yeah, Graham Morgan from Australia. This is my third time with Martin in Hokkaido. The trip just keep getting better and better. The highlight for me, that's easy to pick. That was the cranes in the snow, dancing cranes in the snow. I've been there, 6 or 8 times before and not seen anything quite like it. So we all got iconic images that day, fabulous images. The trip went well, as they always do, but for me, they just keep getting better and better. I wouldn't hesitate to come back a fourth time. I've got nothing else to do in February, so I'll probably see Martin again then. Cheers.
Hi, this is Peter from Cape Town, South Africa. It was a fantastic introduction to Japan, especially Hokkaido. The trip was well organized, one of the better trips I've been on. I think it's also a great opportunity for somebody to improve their photographic and camera skills. And I'm leaving with a long shopping list.
All right. Hi, this is Pam from Darwin in Australia. This has been a splendid trip. I've got some magnificent images. We've had a fabulous time. And I'm kind of looking forward to going home and getting them all out again and reliving every moment again just by scrolling through all of my images. Highly recommended. Fabulous job, Martin. I've had a great time.
Hello, this is Aaron from the U.S., and this is also my third time on Martin's workshop. I'm impressed with how much he's improved it, and I like the extended... even though I've been on the trip twice before, we've gone to new places, and I've seen some great new spots. And I also wouldn't hesitate to come back again. It's very well done. Wonderful food. Had a great time.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Hi. Hi, I'm Yukiko. I'm from Yokohama, Japan. And this time I really enjoy this tour because all of you are very, very nice photographer, and I respect all of you, and you are very kind, very kind. I do appreciate for all of you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next year, and I'm also looking forward to the exhibition of this tour.
Sounds good. Sounds like a good idea.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Okay, so thank you very much for your kind comments. And I, once again, it's sad to finish. I think we're all probably looking forward to getting home again after our 4 a.m. 4-something starts as well, most days. But you've all been a great group. It's been a total pleasure to go around this wonderful island with you. And I do hope to see some of you again in future, if not all of you, obviously. But I doubt that you'll all come back on the same trip. Yeah, that could sound really bad, couldn't it? Some of you aren't welcome back. Now, what I mean is, hopefully, some of you will decide to come back again, if not all of you. But thanks very much. And thanks from me as well to Yukiko Hyuchi-san and to Shima-san, the driver. Thank you very much. It's been a great tour, and just hope to see some of you, or all of you, again at some point. Okay? Yay!
So, I hope to come back this tour next year and with long lens. So
yeah, not for your cell phone though. Let's have it on a good camera body too.
Next year, I will have a long lens.
Okay, good. Look forward to it. Thanks very much, everybody.
That was a lot of fun listening to that again. I hope you can tell from this recording that we really did have a great time. It was just the best 12 days.
Some of the locations weren't the best that they can be, but everyone really capitalised on what we were presented with at each location. And from the feedback I've had so far, they really did all have a good time. As I mentioned last week, the difference it made having Yukiko, the tour operator rep, with us, it was just huge. She was able to do most of the clerical work of getting our names to the hotels and calling lunch venues, etc., all while we were out shooting, so everything that we did went incredibly smooth. This also freed me up to spend more time with the group, so the entire tour was just improved no end. I'm currently fine-tuning details for next year's tour, which will be held at the same time, and I'll be releasing details and start to take bookings within the next few weeks. If you'd like me to mail you when I release the details, please contact me via the contact form on my website or just mail me at info@martinbaileyphotography.com and let me know that you'd like to be added to my workshop's mailing list. This tour has been selling out pretty quickly for the last few years, and I expect that with the number of happy customers I'm sending back out into the world after the tours, that trend will continue. So if you do want to join us, please try to get your ducks in a line quickly, and when I start to take bookings, jump on that. So that brings us to the end of the series, and I'll be moving on to something else in the next episode. If I can, actually, I am hoping to quickly edit a short video clip of the Blakiston's fish owl feeding that I shot during a visit a few weeks before this one. If I get time to do that, I'll drop that into the feed as an episode too, as I've had a few requests to distribute that from people that I've shown it to. I would like to quickly thank those of you that have ordered fine art prints this week. As I announced last week, for the next 3 months, I'm going to donate 30% of the price of all prints that I sell to the Japanese Red Cross Society to help Japan to rebuild and recover from that devastating disaster of March 11. Remember too, though, that if you don't particularly want a print, but you would like to help, do make a donation directly to the Red Cross or similar organization. Japan really needs your help right now. One of the people that has kindly bought a print this week also reminded me that many companies have a policy to match employees' contributions to causes like this with the same amount of cash donation. So if you intend to donate cash, check with your company to see if they'll match your donation. Unfortunately, with the 30% that I'm going to be donating from the price of your print, and because we're operating across international borders, etc., it would be too complicated to do this for your 30% of that purchase, but I can assure you that money will be donated. And I'm updating my blog post at mbp.ac/280. with the amount raised as it increases. Before we finish, I'd like to remind you of that offer for some free consultation with White Leaf, and you can see the details of that again at www.whiteleaf.ca/mbp. And I'd also like to once again thank Rodrigo for supporting the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Thanks to you too for listening today, and remember that you can find me on Flickr and Facebook as well as Twitter, and of course my blog and the photography forum. All links are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye. The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.